You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Probably about my age, but I'm 10. She seemed ancient to me then. But anyway, so I pick her up on Tuesdays, and I get to her house, and she's, "Oh, Rhett, you're sort of handsome. You wear the nicer tie and a jacket and a shirt, you know." So every Tuesday, I would sit in front, I'd stand in front of the mirror, I'd put on this tie, that tie. I wanted to live up to that expectation. Later in life, I realized her speaking that into me. The Bible says, confess things that are not as though they were. Also, we know that Moses was not allowed into the kingdom because he hit the rock. God said, speak to the rock. And you messed with God's most important thing, because God spoke the world into existence, and we are made in the image of God. So what we say to one another, it can either be a curse or a blessing, and children will respond to that. Yeah. So it's important. Even what I'm getting at here is the back to the four-week thing. You have a child for a month, but some of those words will have endure. You know, the thing they used to say, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Yeah. I think I've never had a broken bone, but I think sometimes that might be better, because that can heal, as opposed to don't you hear things in your head that somebody said when you were a little kid?
Yeah.
You know? Hey, fatso! Oh, thanks a lot. I'll remember that to the day I die. You know? Yeah. And I'm talking about some guy, he said worse than that. I was in a parking lot 30 years ago, and I wasn't even fat yet. I still remember that guy.
Think anybody remembers their middle school, high school bullies?
Yeah, true.
You know, I thought the moment he said it to, I said, you know, thanks a lot. I'll remember. And he said, add some other swear words around it with the alliteration, if you get my drift. And I said, thanks. I'm going to remember to myself. I said, I'm going to remember that the rest of my life. You know, and I had a pastor and his wife in the back of my van too. But anyway, so see, words are powerful, and so I just. I'm just trying to talk to myself as I'm talking to you, too, say, yeah, it's worth investing in a child, even if it's for a short period.
You know, I have a huge prayer for more churches to get involved in the Four Kids ministry. Just this past year at the gala fundraiser, Michael shared a statistic that just blew me away, and that was that about 70% of the homes being licensed on the Treasure Coast are distinctively Christian homes that are plugged into a local church somewhere. And you think about, we live in a world where you feel like the church is so small. What can we do? We're no longer able to really impact a world of 7 billion people. And yet, let me tell you, to know that, you know, every child that might go into foster care gets to encounter a Christian family, gets to be told about how, you know, Jesus loves them and cares for them. I mean, this is a huge area where the church is making bold moves forward, a real advancement for building the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. I'm very fascinated by that. And we need, you know, there's like 100 churches in Indian River County. I'd love to see all of them have some partnership with Four Kids, so that to me is very important.
Yeah, we are the leading provider of foster homes in the Treasure Coast.
Yeah,
with just about 70% of the licensed foster homes being Four Kids, and the majority of over 50% of the kids coming into care will end up in a Four Kids home. It's an issue that the church is well prepared to answer. One, they need to be exposed to it, and two, they need to be trained up in how to do it. And that's really, we don't see Four Kids as being the solution to the problem. We believe that the people of God are the solution. We want to empower a church to have a healthy child welfare ministry, because that's what God has said is the foundation of our faith, is pure and undefiled before God, is caring for the orphan and the widow.
But how come I've never, in all the years I've been going to church, I got saved in 1983, I've never seen someone like you guys come in on a Sunday morning and have the pastor say, we're going to give this organization 4 minutes, 10 minutes, changing lives, you know?
Yeah.
Is it because there's not enough people actively as spokespersons for you? What can be done so people like me, I mean, you know, maybe I would have heard this message when I was younger.
Well, we have a small staff, but Pastor Trevor has been indispensable in this community with getting the word out, but it is something that we will hardly ever say no to a church that reaches out and says, hey, will you come talk? I will never say no to that if it's a church that falls within our, you know, within our belief system. But it, we need the community to come together and voice this with us. We need advocates in the community. Pastor Trevor is an amazing advocate for us in the Indian River County area. We need advocates in St. Lucie County. We need Martin County. We need Okeechobee. We will, believe me, we've got memorized 4-minute announcements, 10-minute presentations, and I don't know if Corey does, but I've got 45-minute sermons that's only me, right? But I've got those. I mean, it's plug and play for us. It's about getting the opportunity to be presented in front of a congregation of people.
Well, what gives you, if you don't mind me, I just met you today.
Yeah.
What gives you credibility is you've got three biological children and four adopted.
Right.
So you got credibility. Because my immediate thought when you were saying this, I said, yeah, but the best thing is to have somebody up there who's done it. You know, a lot of people can talk about it. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know. This is our magazine, by the way. And I'll help out. I mean, if you decide you want to put an ad in, I'll give you 50% off. Because what happens if one child, oh, my God, that would be so, because we have bills to pay. I have to. I'm sorry. Hey, I'd give it all away. Right, I mean, that way. But I can't. But 50%, I mean, whatever you want to do, because if it's in there, I participate in one child getting adopted.
Their
it's just
change,
breaks my heart, you know. You know, I was thinking about Truett Cathy. I am honored, not proud, that would be a wrong word, but I am honored that I got to spend some time with him. I interviewed him years ago. In case you don't know who Truett Cathy is, ladies and gentlemen, he's the guy that started Chick-fil-A. And the one thing is, if you go to Chick-fil-A, and you're a Christian, you probably know what I mean, but I pull up and I go, what's going on here? Every child that's taking orders has manners and a smile. And it's not an oppressive thing, like not some dogmatic, oppressive religion. Jesus said, I come to set the captives free. Don't get entangled up in laws again. They're beautiful children. And so I think that... you know, anybody that I remember driving down. I'm from the north. We didn't really have Chick-fil-A up there. All the thing I knew about Chick-fil-A is that there was this guy who became a billionaire, and he put up the money for Sandy Patty to have her music career, and her brother had sang on one of my recordings. And so, funny thing is, when I met him, I didn't even bring up the money. I probably should have. Anyway, he invited me up to see him, but now he's passed. But they've done such a good thing. Whatever they're doing with those kids. And literally changing the world by influencing them in a positive way. I was driving down 95. I didn't even know about it. I said, all of a sudden, I said, I have this desire for a Chick-fil-A. You ever hear of them? I didn't know what it is, Chick-fil-A. And there's a billboard. Now, we're talking about one of the areas in 95 in the Carolinas where there's nobody. Maybe it was Georgia. I don't know. Anyway, so the next exit, there it is. So I pull over, I get it. Now, I noticed Wendy's was doing okay with business. McDonald's was doing okay. The line went down the street for Chick-fil-A.
Yep. Yeah.
You come here, the line goes down the street. Now, I have a pastor friend, father of eight children, up in Hopewell, Virginia. And he told me once, and I don't know the quote, but it's like it says something to the effect of maybe somebody will know it. I should call him, find out what that was. If you give to the Lord and make a sacrifice, he'll make up for it. And if you notice, they're closed on Sundays. They honor the Lord. And yet they're doing better than all the other corporations. They got to lose probably $1 billion a year not being open on Sunday. And I mean, you get out of church, you go, hey, let's go have a Chick-fil-A. We can't go to Chick-fil-A, you know.
Yeah. You want to see that Chick-fil-A nicotine patch. So Saturdays, having it a Sunday, so you can get there on Monday.
Yeah.
But they're changing. They're changing kids. What is it that they're doing? Anybody know the system out there? I'd like to, and maybe they would support you too.
Well, we actually had the honor. So there's a new Chick-fil-A store opening up in Jensen, right off US 1.
I saw it. Yeah,
and they they're opening tomorrow. I don't want to speak for them. But they actually, a part of their grand opening plan is to bless some nonprofits in the community with their employees for with Chick-fil-A for a year card. So. Last week they came in and actually blessed our staff with cards for Chick-fil-A for a year.
You're kidding.
It's amazing.
That's great.
I would eat three meals a day at Chick-fil-A except for Sundays.
Right. Yeah. I will tell you this. You know, they have the fried thing, and everybody, you know, honest right. about the fried. It happened like the fried. So I kept talking about the new broiled. And so we're talking about, big shot talking about, want to lose weight, right? So we get there, and my wife says, let's get the broiled. I really want the broiled. So we got the broiled, and I have to tell you this.
Pretty good.
It's not pretty good. It's really good. As a matter of fact, it's kind of like maybe even a little better than the fried. And it's 100, sure. I looked it up, it's 125
calories. I hear there's a cauliflower out there. Well, there's a cauliflower sandwich, experimental, somewhere. No. Some Chick-fil-A's are doing that.
But you know what they do have? What's that green stuff that everybody makes into a salad and everybody like hates? I've always
kale.
Hated kale. I've always hated kale. Take the kale away. I don't want kale. They have a kale salad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're doing. I love it. they have a, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's made of lemon mm-hmm. and vinegar, yeah. whatever it is. It's like, this is awesome. I can't stop eating it. Right. It's delicious.
We appreciate Nathan Buchanan and his yeah. his support for 4Kids and our yeah. staff. Our staff was
pretty, isn't that wonderful?
Pretty ecstatic about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I think it's just another testimony of that. You know, if you're faithful to the Lord, you know, you give up a Sunday, you're going to commit a ministry that honors the Lord. There's a huge blessing in that. And this isn't a prosperity, health, and wealth thing. This isn't a sow a seed so you get something back. This is just faithfully follow Jesus, and there is a blessing in that.
There's been some abuse in that department, and I get what you're saying. But at the same time, there are laws of reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you should manipulate that, because you might say, you know, oh, I gave $10. How come I didn't get back $100? Well, do you remember you were cured of that cancer, that skin cancer? What I mean, God has multiple ways. Mm-hmm. I do believe there are laws of reciprocity, but I understand where you're coming from as right. a pastor, because there's been a lot of abuse. Hey, come on now, give me a check right now, and we're going to make you send me $100,000, and the Lord will make you a millionaire.
I think that's just been a part of the 4Kids history. It's just, you know, faithful Christians
yes.
following what Scripture dictates about how we should help children in the world, mm-hmm. and they're making a real difference in many kids' lives yeah. here in Florida, and you've just seen this expand, and now we're at this awesome point where I think more churches getting involved with more families. Again, you get to meet some of these kids, and even if they're with a 4Kids family for, let's say, you know, 2 years and under, these children have such a positive view mm. of what it means to know that God sees them right where yeah. they are, to know that they're not, you know, listen, everybody's got trauma. But
tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.